Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
It needs to stop them scrolling and pay attention to your ad. And the number one thing that's going to do that is the image that you use.
Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode, I want to mention Trevor McGregor. Trevor is a real estate results coach. I've been paying him and working with him for years now. He actually is responsible for giving me the idea to do a podcast. So it's not only about transactions that he gives advice on, how to find more deals, how to make more money, but also how to build a holistic plan around your real estate entrepreneurship endeavors. That's what I love about working with Trevor, that and being held accountable for what I say I'm going to do and actually making sure that I follow through and do it. I feel like I'm a pretty results-oriented, accountable kind of person, but it's always nice to have someone who's there guiding you along the way and giving you strategy as well as psychology tips for how to deal with, you know, the things that come up as a real estate entrepreneur. Trevor has made a wonderful offer for the best ever listeners, and that is that he's offering a free coaching session. Go to coachwithtrevor.com. That's coachwithtrevor.com. Highly recommend him. I've worked with him before. I'm currently working with him right now as my business, as my real estate investing coach. Highly recommend you do the same. Take him up on his offer. Get a free coaching session. coachwithtrevor.com. Hi, best ever listeners. Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and I hope you're having a wonderful weekend and a happy Sunday. Today, we're going to do a special segment called Skill Set Sunday, where we talk about a very specific skill that will help you in your real estate investing endeavors. And with us today, we've got a social media savvy expert. And he's going to walk us through, and here's the skill, 5 tips for attracting quality tenants via Facebook ads. So with us today, we've got Gary Griffiths. How you doing, Gary?
Good, thanks, Joe. Thanks for having me, mate.
Yeah, nice to have you on the show. And as you can tell probably by Gary saying mate, he's not from the United States. Where are you originally from, Gary?
So, mate, my deep southern accent, as a lot of people refer to it, is from about as south as you can get. I'm from Australia, and I moved to the US about a year ago with my family. So I do live here in the US over on the East Coast. But yeah, born and raised in Australia, mate.
Awesome. And where in what city are you in the US?
So I'm in Connecticut in an area called Fairfield County, which is sort of the county that borders New York. So a lot of people live here, actually work in Manhattan.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, I spent the last 10 years of my life in New York City, so I know of that area. I can't say I've ever been to Fairfield County, but know of that area. Yep. A little bit about Gary, and then we'll get into five tips for attracting quality tenants via Facebook ads. He is the founder of Three Sides Local, which helps realtors attract more buyer and seller leads. He's also got a social media marketing agency where he gets paid to implement social media marketing campaigns. And then he's what he calls a for-purpose entrepreneur, where he donates his time and money to volunteer to run nonprofits that are near and dear to his heart. So with that being said, Gary, you want to give the best ever listeners a little bit about your background, and then we'll dive into the five tips.
Yeah, sure, mate. So for the last 10 years or so, up until about January 2014, I'd had a very successful career in sales and marketing, had made a lot of money, but was pretty unhappy with my career in a lot of ways. And then in December that year, my doctor had found several skin cancers on my body, and that was a massive wake-up call for me, because my wife and I had four children at the time. We have five now, but I'd realized that I was just living this life that on the business side of my life, I was absolutely miserable and just not happy. And so I got pretty angry at myself for living in a career that I was making a lot of money, but just not happy. You know, I had no passion, no purpose, in an area that I was spending a big chunk of my time and energy. And I decided then and there that I really wanted to live the rest of my life differently. And so in parallel to all that, I'd been contributing to some really awesome causes that I care about called Kiva, Vitana, and the Alliance for Cancer Gene Therapy. But my ability to support these causes in an ongoing sense was absolutely related to my ability to generate an income. And for me, that sucked, because, you know, it just wasn't going to be sustainable. And so I knew that entrepreneurship was my path. And so the culmination of all these events, you know, I knew I wanted to be a social entrepreneur. And so that's where I launched my marketing agency, Three Sides. And so we donate money to those organizations I mentioned, like Kiva and Vitana and the Alliance for Cancer Gene Therapy, who are doing some amazing research on how to rid the world of the evilness that is cancer. And then we also donate our services to volunteer-run nonprofits to help them leverage social media and attract more people to their cause and you know what it is that they're pursuing. So that's sort of what we've been up to and what's led me to where I am now. And that's why I call my business a for-purpose business. You know, we are for-profit, absolutely, but it's not our number one objective. Our number one objective is building a sustainable way to contribute to these awesome causes that I mentioned.
Well, first and foremost, thoughts are with you and your family on the health front.
Thank you.
And what a empowering way to look at it, to one, donate your time and your money towards causes that can help solve it not only for yourself but also for others and generations to come, as well as other nonprofits. And then to kind of grab the reins of your business life and decide the direction that you're going to take it, versus kind of just following the well-worn path that you had perhaps fallen into. Yeah. And just kind of got comfortable in. So now let's talk about the five tips for attracting quality tenants via Facebook ads. And I'm particularly interested in this, and it's interesting because I have property management companies, and they do the tenant screening and find and recruitment and that whole process. Mm-hmm. But just for from an entrepreneurship standpoint, I'm interested in hearing these tips, because I suspect the tips that you mentioned, even if you know Best Ever Listener doesn't actively recruit their tenants, and a lot of the Best Ever Listeners do because they self-manage, but even if they don't, then I suspect these tips are going to be valuable for just overall good practices whenever you're doing Facebook ads. So let's dive right into it. What's the first tip?
All right. So let me just give you a little bit of context first. And I just want people to understand that every single day on Facebook in the US and Canada, there's about 167 million people logging into Facebook. And the age group that we call millennials, which is the 15 to 34, about 91% of those people are logging into Facebook every day, and yet they only make up about a third of Facebook's members. And so what this says to me is that if you have this notion of what an ideal tenant is for your property, you know, a young couple getting engaged and looking to start a family in the next few years, or maybe some students that are going to a nearby college, or to the family that are raising three children and like the schooling in that district, you know, if you know what that ideal tenant looks like, those people are absolutely almost certainly on Facebook each and every day, and you can connect with them using Facebook ads. So diving in, the first principle or the first tip that people need to work on is what I've just alluded to, understanding who your ideal tenant is. You know, are they that young family? Is it a single professional that commutes into Manhattan every day, works in the city, but and then likes to commute back out to maybe the suburbs? Or having an understanding of who they are, because the beauty and the power that is in the Facebook advertising platform is you can target people to a very, very granular level. And so, you know, if you do have a property that is suited to a young couple with children under the age of three, you know, you can run ads to every married person that has children under the age of three on Facebook in your in that local community. I mean, you can get very targeted, but you do need to do some thinking about who is the ideal type of tenant for your property. And if there's two or three different types of ideal tenants for your property, then you should note down each of those types. And then what you want to do is think about running an ad separately for each of those different types of tenants. Again, using the power in the Facebook platform to target those people. Because when you understand who that ideal tenant is, then everything that you say in your ad can speak directly to them, and you'll resonate a lot more deeply with those people, and they're much more likely to take action on your ad, which might be click on the ad and fill in a form, or click on the ad and view the property online, or click on the ad and call you up to inquire about the property. They're much more likely to do what you want them to do when your targeting is that granular and the wording that you're using in your ad speaks directly to that type of person.
All right, makes sense. Cool. Number two.
So before creating your first ad, you also need to be mindful of your environment. And this in itself means a few different things. You know, people aren't on Facebook looking to rent a house or an apartment. You know, they're there to catch up with their friends, see what was happening on the weekend. It's a really social type of environment. And so when you are creating your ad, you need to do something that stands out in a positive way, and I call it a positive pattern interrupt, because it needs to get their attention. It needs to stop them scrolling and pay attention to your ad. And the number one thing that's going to do that is the image that you use. So when you're using a photo in your ad, be very mindful of, you want it to be, you know, the absolute best photo you have. And it might not be an internal shot of the apartment. It might be a photo from the balcony of the park across the road, or you know, the beach that's 2 miles down the road from the house, something that will stop people in their tracks. as they're scrolling. And you don't want to try and, you know, do a hard sell on Facebook. You want to be very careful with your language. Facebook is a quite a casual environment. You know, people don't use stiff and formal language. And another thing that really bugs me is that people often take the ad that they've created for the local newspaper or, you know, the real estate magazine listing, and they use that same language on Facebook. And often a lot of that language is abbreviated to fit within the constraints of the newspaper. And abbreviated copy looks really silly on Facebook. And so you need to take the time to you know, turn those words into something sensical that makes sense, is coherent, and just doesn't look silly. So be mindful of your environment is number two.
What is the most effective image that you've ever done in a Facebook ad?
You know, it's that's really hard to answer because it's been different types of images for different markets. So, and I'll give you a few examples. So, for because we do ads for rental properties and for properties for sale. So, for say a $1.5 million property that has a pool and a spa and a 6-bedroom house and a beautiful 2-acre yard, you know, it's often going to be an outdoor shot that that really does justice for that property, because when the mum or the dad is looking at those ads and they see what that outdoor environment is like, they can just picture their kids running around in that yard or swimming in the pool or them hanging out in the spa with their friends, you know, having a barbecue and a party. Totally opposite example is, you know, if it's a smaller home that's not as aesthetically appealing, you know, it might not be a beautiful home, but it might be in a beautiful location. And so maybe some sort of nearby outdoor shot of the local nature reserve or the beach that's just down the road, something, you know, that's still visually quite stunning that draws people in. And even though the house itself might not be visually appealing, people get the sense that, well, they know they're living next to, or they have the chance to live next to, you know, something beautiful like the beach or the nature reserve where they can go mountain bike riding or walking each day. I have found it's different images appeal to different types of people. There's no one size fits all.
But it does sound like there's a common theme of aspiration and lifestyle as the image, versus if you have a house that's, say, a $30,000, $40,000, or $50,000 house that's kind of just, I mean, let's be candid, it's just a normal looking house.
Yep.
Then you want to find an image that maybe if there's a local attraction that you can highlight. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Yeah, that is. Even if it's, you know, a picture of the local school or something, you know, I mean, people can source publicly available pictures like that and use those for their ads to promote their property.
All right. Number three.
So number three is, when you run your ad, keep in mind that it needs to have one single purpose. You don't want to try and achieve several things at once with your ad. And by having one single purpose, you know, generally what it's going to be for your rental listing is you want the person to click on your ad so that they can see more details about your rental listing. So very common, you'll have the ad on Facebook, and when someone clicks on it, they'll be directed to your website listing, and the website listing will obviously have a lot more information available for the person, where they can see your phone number or maybe email you or apply online even. And so everything that you do and say in your ad needs to align with that objective of getting someone to click on it. So again, using an image that will stop them in their tracks and is quite visually appealing and stands out on the Facebook platform, and then using language or the copy, you know, what you say in your ad needs to be keeping in mind that you just want them to click on your ad. You're not trying to get them to decide to rent your property with your Facebook ad. You know, people aren't going to make that decision just based on a Facebook ad, and you can't put enough information in there for them to make that decision. So just put, you know, generally it just needs to be a, you know, for rent. You might want to call out the town that the property is in. And then just, you know, something descriptive but also implies a benefit of living there, you know, like a beautiful, quaint two-bedroom cottage. Click here for more information. You know, it's really, you don't have to write out War and Peace with your ad. And one of the problems I see a lot of people, or the traps I see people falling into, is they do try and put too much in their ad. And really, again, remembering what type of environment you're in, people aren't there looking for a rental property. So just put enough information in there and use an image that gets them to click and gets them over to your website. So there they can see more information.
What type of – well, I want to ask a follow-up question based on what you just said, and then I've got another question. So you said people aren't there to look for rental properties. Should you advertise on Facebook if people aren't there to look for rental properties?
I believe absolutely you should. I mean, we get a fantastic ROI for our clients, and I think even though people aren't on Facebook actively looking for a rental property, you know, if they are in the market for something and something comes across their newsfeed and they see a picture of the beach or the nearby park or, you know, the outdoor environment around the house or something that is really appealing to them, it is if it's enough to intrigue them, and they, you know, they are going to click and they are going to follow through and investigate. And then, you know, not everyone that clicks on it is going to call you up, but you'll get a percentage that will call you up and will inquire about the listing. And then, you know, a number of those people that do call you up will end up applying for the property. So it is absolutely beneficial to advertise on there.
And when you say fantastic ROI, what's an example of ROI that either you've achieved or just like a general case study that you've come across?
So generally, you know, for to attract a new tenant for a property, generally you should be able to spend between $50 and $100 to attract several applications for the property, and out of those applications find that perfect tenant. And for most properties, you know, that's going to offer a pretty good ROI. Not for all properties, of course, but for most it will.
With the different types of ads that are available from the banner ads to you know, the newsfeed ads, what do you recommend?
So I do recommend newsfeed ads only. You know, there is a right hand side placement that you can advertise as well, but newsfeed for both mobile and desktop tend to perform very well. Generally, they will perform a little differently depending on the market and the type of person you're targeting. You know, if you're targeting a 23-year-old recent college graduate, then odds are you're going to get a better ROI out of a mobile ad than you will on a desktop. But if you're targeting, you know, a married couple with three children, then a desktop ad could do really well for you when the mum is at home on the computer. And so newsfeed is where you want to go.
And do you go pay-per-click or pay-per-impression?
This area gets a little complex, but generally we'll go pay-per-1,000 impressions. I mean, regardless of what type of payment model you choose, Facebook are ultimately calculating how they charge you based on the 1,000 impressions that you get. But where they do reward you with a cheaper spend, so where you will pay less per click, less per 1,000 impressions, is the more that your ad is relevant and engaging for the people you're showing it to, the more Facebook will reward you for that. I mean, Facebook want their users to have a great experience. So if they're seeing ads that they like, that are not offensive, that they engage with, that they click on, that's good for Facebook. And so Facebook will reward you. And so, you know, it could be the difference between paying a dollar per click or 10 cents per click. Could all come down to the targeting in terms of who you show your ad to. And it could come down to things like your image in the ad. That's how big of a difference they can have.
All right, number four.
So there's three ways to run ads on Facebook. Generally, there's this thing called boost a post, which is where, you know, if you create a post on Facebook, Facebook will give you the option to boost it, which is to just pay them some money and they'll show it to more people. Now, that's the easiest one to implement, but it offers the lowest ROI because of the lack of targeting options that they give you access to. And so the next level up from there is using what Facebook call the Ads Manager. And this is where I'd recommend every landlord or property investor start with when they want to run an ad to attract new tenants. Use Facebook Ads Manager. You get a lot more flexibility in your targeting, which means you can target those married couples with kids under the ages of 3 or, you know, age 5 to 8 or 5 to 12, whoever your ideal tenant might be. You can leverage all of that targeting. You've got the option, the ability to use several different images, so you can actually test which image works best and which gets the best results. So you might upload, you know, a photo of your kitchen, a photo of the front yard, and a photo of the beach down the road. And Facebook will automatically show all three different images over time, and whichever one is getting the best response, they will continue to show that one to deliver the best ROI for you. So, and then the third option that you have is using what's called the Power Editor. Now, that's a Chrome extension that you need to use in the Google Chrome browser. That is really only for advanced users. So I really do advise people to use Facebook Ads Manager. And that's where you can get that targeting right. You can get what you say in your ad right and then test a couple of different images to see where you get that best ROI.
And number five.
All right. So just digging into the targeting piece, you want to make sure that you don't target the wrong folks. And this is because Facebook being the data-rich platform, you know, I call it hyper-targeting. You can target, you know, down to just 500 people based on different characteristics of what those people might be. So, you know, if you're after a family with children under the age of 12 that, you know, are in a certain school district, that are already renting or that don't own a property, you know, you can target those people who might be considering moving from their existing property. And like I said before, Facebook's going to reward you for that by lowering your advertising costs because they care about that user experience. And it also means that you're going to attract better quality applications for your property as well.
I love it. Very, very helpful. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that we should mention as it relates to Facebook advertising?
Look, Facebook itself offers a really good course, a free course on how to use their advertising platform. And so if you just Google, you know, Facebook.com advertising course, you'll find it. It is free. There's a lot of great modules there that they'll just walk you step by step on creating that first ad, how to set up your targeting correctly. So, you know, if this is something that you want to do for your rental list properties, then that'll be a great resource for you.
And Gary, what's the best ever place for the best ever listeners to reach you?
Sure. So you can come over to our website and contact us there, which is threesideslocal.com. Or you can come over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/threesideslocal, and you can send us a message or a note there.
Awesome. Well, Gary, thank you for being on the show and Skill Set Sunday and sharing with us the 5 tips to attract quality tenants via Facebook ads. And as I suspected, it's not just if we're trying to attract quality tenants. These are more principles that can be applied for multiple things whenever we're doing Facebook ads. And really quickly, number one, know who your tenant is. So really think about who are the ideal tenants for your property. Number two, and get hyper-specific too, and that kind of leads to number five, but get hyper-specific with who your tenant is. Number two is be mindful of your environment. So as you said, have a positive pattern interrupt, and typically that's done through the image that you select. So be mindful of that image that you're selecting, more lifestyle type of images, and aspirational images are tend to be most effective based on your experience. Number three is your ad has a single purpose, and typically that purpose is to have that individual click to see whatever it is that you want to see. So then we talked about the pay-per-click and pay-per-impressions, because you will have one of those two options, and you do pay per impressions because as you educated us that Facebook ultimately charges you pay per click, and they reward you. And this is a key takeaway for our entire conversation. They reward you with more impressions based on the relevancy of your ad, because they, if we think about it, alignment of interest, they also want to make money, but they don't want to do it at the expense of their users or, you know, people on Facebook. So they want to make sure that what you're seeing is as engaging as possible. Three, your ad has a single purpose. Four, use the ads manager. And you know, there's you listed out the different ways that we can go about placing the ad, but the ad manager is what you recommend because you can get the targeting right. Again, all roads lead back to targeting. And number five, hyper target. As you said, Facebook cares about the user experience, and it's important to get as specific as possible. And I think perhaps some best ever listeners might be concerned that maybe they're getting too specific with their target. And I would say, when you think that, then maybe be one more layer of specific, because I really think it's about having the right audience and attracting the right people who you know are most likely to rent or buy or whatever you're asking them to do. So thank you for being on the show, sharing your tips for the five tips for attracting quality tenants via Facebook ads. I hope you have a best ever weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jar.
Did you achieve all your real estate goals in 2015? Well, if you did, congratulations. Fist bump to you. If you didn't, then go to coachwithtrevor.com. Trevor McGregor is my business coach, my real estate coach. He's also been a guest on the show, episode 320. He is offering a free coaching session for the best ever listeners. Just go to coachwithtrevor.com and it'll help you to achieve your real estate goals in 2016.